shrunk.
And everyone I have washed has.
Shrunk.
Okay. If a girl likes to go to a party and put on fancy clothes, you say she likes to be what?
Dress up. I think that's what they call it, dress up.
And suppose she just likes to stand in front of the mirror and put on makeup. That's what?
I'm primping.
Okay. What would you call a man who liked to wear fancy clothes and stand in front of the mirror?
Admiring himself, I imagine, or something like that.
Did you ever hear a man like that called a jelly bean?
Oh, yes, I've heard of it.
You have heard that?
I've heard the word jelly bean.
Is that used in this part of the country?
No, not very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No coffee? You don't drink it? Well, good. I'll get
not ever.
I drink some for breakfast.
Where were we? We were talking about, I know, the man being called the jelly bean who likes to dress up. Okay. What would you call a small leather container that a woman might put coins in?
A purse.
Mm-hmm. And what would a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet or a wristwatch, what you know.
Yeah, fine. And if she wore a lot of little things strung up together, that would be
beads.
Or a what of beads?
A string of beads.
Good. And what would do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Is there an older name for those?
Galluses.
Yes. Do people still say that?
Some people use galluses, use more galluses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't find many people wearing suspenders now that wear galluses, you know.
No, that's right. They wear belts, I guess, now. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella, or parasol. Or
are they the same thing? Right. And then the fancy top cover on a bed is the
something called counterpin.
Mm-hmm.
Our bedspread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then at the top of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And did you ever see anything that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Yes, they're. I've seen them. I don't know what they...
Did you ever see one on a sofa?
Oh, yes.
And what would you call it? Do you know the word bolster for that?
No.
Okay. Then you might say, if you had one, that bolster doesn't go just part way across the bed. It goes...
All the way across. Mm-hmm.
And what would you put on the bed for warmth? Underneath or on top?
A blanket or a quilt.
Yeah. Is there anything that's like a quilt, only it's very fluffy and light?
Bedspread?
Do you call anything a comfort or a comfort?
Yeah, comfort, yes.
Okay.
A comfort, yeah.
And what might you make up on the floor to sleep on?
Pallets.
Mm-hmm. And these are about types of land. You might say we expect a big crop from this field because the soil is very...
rich.
Or...
fertile.
Mm-hmm. And flat lowland along a stream that overflows and is planted later is what?
Lowland, they call it a lowland, or?
Yes, and then what about a field that's got nothing on it but hay or clover?
Pasture.
All right. And land that has water standing in it and trees?
Swamps.
Mm-hmm. And how about one along the sea that's sort of like a swamp? Do you know the word marsh?
Yes, marsh, yeah.
Would marsh be salt water?
No, it would be, they have marshlands right around, marshlands around the swamps or marshlands, something like that.
So it's the same thing?
Would be to me.
Okay. What are some types of soil in this area?
Well, there's, lime,